After class, I caught up to Gordy in the hallway. "Hey, Gordy," I said, "thanks."
"Thanks for what?" he said.
"Thanks for sticking up for me back there, for telling Dodge the truth."
"I didn't do it for you," Gordy said. "I did it for science."
He walked away. I stood there and waited for the rocks to replace my bones and blood. I rode the bus home that night. Well, no, I rode the bus to the end of the line, which was the reservation border. And there I waited. My dad was supposed to pick me up, but he wasn't sure if he'd have enough gas money, especially if he was going to stop at the Res Casino and play slot machines first. I waited for 30 minutes. Exactly. Then I started walking. Getting to school was always an adventure. After school, I'd ride the bus to the end of the line and wait for my folks. If they didn't come, I'd start walking, hitchhiking in the opposite direction. Somebody was usually heading back home to the res, so I'd usually catch a ride. 3 times, I had to walk the whole way home. 22 miles. I got blisters each time. Anyway, after my petrified wood day, I caught a ride with a Bureau of Indian Affairs white guy and he dropped me off right in front of my house. I walked inside and saw that my mother was crying. I often walked inside to find my mother crying. "What's wrong?" I asked. "It's your sister," she said. "Did she run away again?" "She got married." Wow, I was freaked. But my mother and father were absolutely freaked. Indian families stick together like gorilla glue, the strongest adhesive in the world. My mother and father both lived within 2 miles of where they were born, and my grandmother lived 1 mile from where she was born. Ever since the Spokane Indian Reservation was founded back in 1881, nobody in my family had ever lived anywhere else. We spirits stay in one place. We are absolutely tribal. For good or bad, we don't leave one another. And now, my mother and father had lost 2 kids to the outside world. I think they felt like failures, or maybe they were just lonely, or maybe they didn't know what they were feeling. I didn't know what to feel. Who could understand my sister? After 7 years of living in the basement and watching TV, after doing absolutely nothing at all, my sister decided she needed to change her life. I guess I'd kind of shamed her. If I was brave enough to go to Reardon, then she'd be brave enough to marry a flathead Indian and move to Montana. "Where'd she meet this guy?" I asked my mother. "At the casino," she said. "Your sister said he was a good poker player. I guess he travels to all the Indian casinos in the country." "She married him because he plays cards?" "She said he wasn't afraid to gamble everything, and that's the kind of man she wanted to spend her life with." I couldn't believe it. My sister married a guy for a damn silly reason. But I suppose people often get married for damn silly reasons.